Are you looking for veteran resources and peer support? Objective Zero has an app for that. Download the Objective Zero app for free from the App Store or Google Play. Access wellness resources like yoga and a free year subscription to Headspace, the world's most popular meditation app. Check out veterans resources and access our nationwide network of peer support. Speak to fellow women veterans or someone in your field and branch of service. You get to choose who you want to chat with. Learn more at www.objectivezero.org. That's www.objectivezero.org.
Please remember the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
Let's go to war, baby!
Steve Jeans, that's what it is.
All I know is war. All I know is shoot. All I want is more. I'm a soldier, I'm a warrior. Got a emblem on my cover. And ask me what I did for ya. I put the trash deep down under. Yeah, I'm a dog of war. Hell's what I've been through. I'm a dog of war. I did it all for you, yeah.
Welcome back to the War Dog Trail. This is Sergeant War Dog, episode 16. Now, I did initially have plans on discussing what the rest of the first tour in Iraq was like for me back in 2003. But something has come over me and I feel kind of down right about now. Can't explain it. Can't help it. I have been diagnosed, unfortunately, with both PTSD and major depressive disorder. But why? But how, after I used to be such a hyped and excited Marine, man? I don't get it. It seems like there are several recurring themes that seem to bring this out of me. Most notably, as I am ashamed to admit, but I do openly admit now, at this point in my life at age 36, after having joined the Marines at age 18, that after the war, I needed to be hospitalized in psychiatric hospitals on 5 separate occasions. From what I remember, once was because I happened to be in downtown Orlando around many skyscrapers. And for anyone that's been shot at repeatedly by snipers, skyscrapers can do something to you. Skyscrapers, as well as being in elevated positions without having cover. By that, I'm thinking of times where I've had to drive to college, to UCF, with parking being the pandemonium that it is, and had no choice but to park on the top row of the parking garages at times. But that, in itself, once you step out of your car, realize how high up you are, realize you can look from building to building, but also realize you have no cover and no weapon. That's what began a large part of my demise before I was able to get things together to bring you the War Dog Trail or the Sergeant War Dog TV web series. part of the time, as I said, was depression. I mean, there was either PTSD and flashbacks and fighting in my sleep, yelling, waking up, punching a hole in the wall out of my sleep from whatever dream I had. And I never even considered any of these to be neither nightmares nor battling demons, because for some reason I had it built up in my mind that when people did refer to having nightmares or demons, they weren't talking about what I was going through. Primarily because as a kid, nightmares scared the hell out of me. You know, Freddy Krueger, Jason, going through the epic horror films of the 80s and 90s. That's the kind of thing that gave me nightmares as a kid and scared the shit out of me. What I have, I just feel they're pretty much weird ass dreams. They make no sense. Sometimes they involve aspects of life before the war. Sometimes they involve aspects after the war. And usually, even when they are specifically about the war, they still don't scare me. Now, whether that's because I have become so, you know, desensitized and cold-hearted after my three tours, I can't say. But I can admit to you that there are many things that I feel others can feel emotionally, whether it's fear or worry, certain anxieties that I get just like everyone else gets, only now it's hard to come to grips with the fact that I never had them before.
Hmm? What are you talking about?
It's hard to come to grips with the fact that after being this rough, tough infantry marine, such memories can debilitate me in such horrible and profound ways. Maybe you experience some of the same thing. It's your moods that you have to watch out for, primarily. And your moods can shift. They can shift on you momentarily without your control. And that's basically what happened to me tonight. Some odd reason, the aura of being down, being depressed, having no hope, being confused and lost, has somewhat emerged on me again tonight. And rather than continuing to talk about the rest of the first tour in Iraq for me, I decided I'd be real and I'd put this out there in front of you, in front of the public, as I have not done for the past 10 years, as I have not admitted or come face to face with. But I'm doing it now in hopes of allowing someone else to know that they aren't alone, that they aren't the only ones that experience this, that this is a normal part of being a war veteran, of having left home, of having been so close, so near, and having so much death around you, that now, afterwards, years later, can lead you to wonder if you're still the same person. If you're still built the same. I mean, I know who I am. You know who you are. But when these moments of mood shifts or mind changes come along, well, then you might find yourself at a loss and directionless on what to do. Now, I'm not in a position to tell you what to do. I can only tell you how I cope with things. Primarily when I get this way, my number one default mode is to just get quiet. Eerily and utterly quiet. Because I have nothing else to say. I have nothing worth saying.
Right.
I have nothing to contribute to a conversation to anyone. And that's primarily how I spent the last 10 to 12 years of my life after this war. Certain things from the war might flash up, flash across my mind. Names, faces, bodies, maggots, blood, obviously. Burned spots on the roads from car bombs and IEDs. It took me a while to realize that every day that I spent in Iraq, I was usually pissed. However, I seem to perform at my best when I'm pissed. Or at least back then that was the case. Not so much now at all, because I don't have the same factors or threats, you know, drawing me to feel the way I did during the war. But I did find it very strange that even after the war, without having that catalyst of anger, sometimes blatant anger, aggressive anger, just short of hatred. Without having that within me, because there was no reason to with me being out of the war zone, I find myself pretty lost. Because that anger fueled me through the first tour while I was 19. Fueled me through the second tour while I was 20. And it fueled me through the third tour when I was 21. And it did its purpose. Kept me alive. It gave me that urge, that oomph I needed to get out there and get the damn job done when it had to be. To go wherever I needed to go and was told to go, because it's a part of the job of an infantry marine. To be outdoors, to be on the ground, on foot, walking past potential IEDs, allowing yourself to be a wide open target for potential snipers. It was the anger that helped me and that carried me and that sustained me, in addition to my prayers, of course. And that took me a while to learn how to cope with. I mean, if I was to ever progress in life, progress into the civilian that I am now, I had to learn a way to still be happy, to still be me, to still be myself without the added cloak of anger that the war required and that the war somewhat smeared me with. Because it's a lot easier for me to operate under anger and silence, because that's what I've been used to since I was 18, than it is to live in peace and to be, you know, gregarious and front and center, crowd pleaser, whatever you want to call it. The last 10 to 12 years, I've preferred to remain in the background, lurking in the shadows, minding my own business, laying low, forever cognizant of who and what might set me off, and just trying to keep that under wraps, man. So, what do you do about the fact that you want to work out? You want to physically be who and what you were, but you gave so much of your body, mind, and soul that now it's basically painful for you to work out. I mean, I go back and forth all the time, upset with myself, or sometimes proud of myself and trying to figure out, did I make the right decision in sacrificing my body so that now it's painful to ride a bike with my 10-year-old? And to that I answer a resounding yes, because that's what I signed up for. That's what I volunteered for any and everything that could come to me as an infantry marine. So there's no reason to sit back and bitch about it now. But it does leave me, you know, somewhat down and confused some days. Especially when I see so many people recording themselves working out on Instagram, Facebook, or any other social media platform. I have to sit back and scratch my head and wonder, what the hell were y'all doing when I was 18 or in my early 20s when we were balls to the wall working out and hiking, running several miles a day, staying out for field ops 1 to 2 weeks at a time. Trying to figure out what happened to you. Why did you change so much? Why don't you have the same outlet to express yourself the same way you did while you were in the military? Well, if you take any of the factors that I just mentioned earlier into context, you know, whether they be anger or your age or the country you happen to be in, if you're back in the States now and you're alive and free, most of those factors are missing, which is a good thing. However, because you've spent so much time or multiple tours growing and dealing with those factors, your identity, your psyche, your mental state of mind has to go through a further step of development in order to understand that not all of life requires that level of 1,000% emotion or anger or intensity in order for you to be happy, in order for you to function, or in order for you to be a nice person towards the rest of society. I do worry, and one of the most honest statements I will ever make, I do worry that the strength that I have now or during times now may not be there later on in life as I reach my 40s, 50s, and beyond, if I make it that far. For a very long time, as I think is common during any war, it was hard for me to imagine my future. How could I when a war just opened up and began? How could I look towards my future and see anything else other than a black hole of uncertainty and trying to figure out what the next step should be to proceed in life or to proceed in my life? How do you pep yourself back up? What can truly pick you up? Why isn't your family enough to pick you up? Why isn't the fact that you aren't in Iraq or Afghanistan enough to pick you up? Is it because of things you've seen? Is it because of things you've done? Both? It's because of recurring memories, flashbacks, nightmares, or demons that you're battling? I told you earlier, I had never even identified the things that I go through as being nightmares during my sleep. I don't care if I did wake up punching something or yelling in Arabic. I didn't consider it a nightmare. It's just weird as hell. That's all. And demons, well, I didn't struggle with drug use or alcoholism or any number of what I thought were the only demons that fell into what people meant when they mentioned having demons. And that's a continuous battle and struggle that we all have to find ways to cope with in order to survive. A major factor in the depression, post-war depression, is the fact that we've lost brothers and sisters in arms. And we've wondered why. Why them and not me? What makes me so special? So worthy? Especially when I knew that they were better men than me. Better Marines than me. Better human beings than me. Knowing that I was just a teenager, single with no dependents, I was prepared to go all out and put my life on the line at all times because that's what I love. So what happens when you buy into dying or being killed or wounded in the war so much that you're actually surprised at the end? That you're actually lost? That you're actually a bit confused as to what to do now that you didn't get hit? That you weren't killed? That's something I struggle with probably still to this day. What I mentioned earlier was, the familiar term survivor's guilt, which I have now, come to learn about and accept after all these years. But how long will I be able to sustain, survive, and hold on with just those support factors that I thought I had? I cannot promise you that one day my PTSD or depression may not get bad enough here in the next 10 to 15 to 20 years that I too succumb to my own hands or to substance abuse, homelessness, or any other negative factors that can all affect us. I don't want to be a hypocrite, as I mentioned. So I don't and I cannot ever judge another veteran for whatever they have done, will do, or have been through. Because war is a motherfucker, man. That can physiologically change you, mentally change you, and obviously physically change you. For better or for worse, the change is forever. The change is deep-seated. Because you never look at the world the same again. Because it never looks the same again. It never feels the same as it did during those years when you were immersed in the war. And that's okay. As a matter of fact, that's probably the way it should be. You don't want to spend your entire life, if you don't have to, living under the turmoil and pressure of war and the anger and hatred that comes with that towards your enemies. So the issue then becomes not how do you survive in war, because you've excelled at that. You've mastered that. Now the question becomes, how do you survive while living at peace? While living in peace in a peaceful country. And during the times when I lack the answers for such profound questions for myself, is usually when I revert back to silence, as I told you about before. And there's nothing to do or say except to live in your own mind and your own heart. Try not to bother anyone else. Try to deal with your flashbacks as they come. Try to keep your moods in check so that you aren't at either one of those streams of either homicide or suicide. Or how do you deal with residual feelings after you realize what you've done to people? Or in many cases, what you had to do to people in order for you to still be living, breathing, and enjoying your life now. Let me take that back. I won't say honest enough to enjoy now, because as I mentioned before, if you locked in on the mission and possibly accepted your own death and demise, then it's the post-war living that can actually seem like the problem to you. Yes, it's a blessing. Yes, you're lucky. Yes, you had a number of things working in your favor for you to make it back home and whatever peace you made it back in, with physical or invisible wounds. But how do you restore the happiness in your heart? How do you restore you being a nice person without you having to carry the rage of war and hatred inside of you? Some veterans can't find the answer to those questions. And I'll admit, for a long time, I haven't been able to either. That is, until I began to head off the grid again to live as an infantry marine, off the land as an outdoorsman. And from what I've come to understand, there's several categories of people that end up in the outdoors out of passion. As your bushmen, your mountain men, your military guys, or your extreme living, extreme sports, extreme athlete type of personalities that just love the thrill of it all. I did not find my own personal inner peace until 2018. When I happened to go out on my own camping trip by myself, armed with my AR-15, my subcompact 45, which I conceal because I do have concealed weapons permit and all. Took a tent, my pickup truck, some MREs, enough water, Camelback, and a sleeping bag. Drove 67 miles away from my wife and two daughters to be off grid, to live off the grid, even if just for a weekend. And it was phenomenal. It's one of the single greatest post-war interventions in my life to ever occur. And that is what led to eventually becoming Sergeant War Dog TV, where I would go outdoors with a GoPro and record whatever it was I was doing. Now, eventually, most of those activities became heavily geared towards hunting, especially hog hunting, because in the state of Florida, hog hunting is legal 24/7, 365, day or night. So if you're used to being on multiple night ops, night raids, that sort of thing, hog hunting and the ability to use thermal vision and night vision again, it's really something that might pique your interest. Well, as much as possible, I'm trying to bring war veterans off grid with me, whether it's for a day, a few hours, or whether they need to live there full time at Camp Doghouse because they're trying to get themselves back on their feet. But the feeling you get after reconnecting with who you are and who you were in the military with what you are now and who you are now and what you can and cannot do now in the wilderness is an equation that I feel somewhat a match made in heaven. So the sooner that I can get veterans who are experiencing any of the issues that I mentioned in this podcast episode to the outdoors with me, to ride four-wheelers, shoot, hunt, camp, swap war stories, the better off they will be, and I already know the better off I will be. That goes without saying, because something just sparks inside of me. I get hyper beyond words and beyond belief when I have the opportunity to go off grid again, throw on some camouflage, Nomex flight gloves, shooting gloves, to blouse my boots as I did in the Marines. Throw on your cami trousers and your cami blouse and go after it. And without further ado, I won't prolong this any more than necessary. Not even sure I can at this point. I hope this was able to help someone, or at least to know that you aren't alone.
We're going to end this episode with a track from the Sergeant's playlist. This is Live On by KP and Tony Hood. KP can be found on Instagram at KP4_0_7.
This is Sergeant War Dog with the War Dog Trail signing off. Till next time. Salute.
I only shed tears for my niggas that ain't make it. Cause throughout all the years, they stay rid of what they face with. And we gon' live on. Yeah, we gon' live on. And what up to my niggas doing biz up the road? Cause they try to make a living off the game they was sold. Nigga, we gon' live on. Yeah, we gon' live on.
Shit been crazy in the city here since I lost my nigga. RP the homie booty, man, I swear one of the realest. He ain't asked for much, he was chill, he ain't did no harm. Stay posted in the cut, kept his pistol and his bomb. He had kids, old lady, and his mama depending on him. Trying to stack his money up with dreams of getting off that corner. Sports stars since we were kid, but man, dreams die fast. Single mother raising boys, all he need was his daddy. Wish for thanking cause he gone, gun down in cold blood. Trying to save his homie life, RP my little thug. I shed tears reminiscing on the times that we had. You kept the whole school laughing. Through the good and that bad, I often talk to God and ask him, Lord, why you had to take him? Three sons with no dad, I pray the system don't break him. Yeah, everybody got a day when they born and deceased. I pray she find a father figure, don't let that cycle repeat.
I only shed tears for my niggas that ain't make it. Cause throughout all the years, they stay rid of what they face with. And we gon' live on. Yeah, we gon' live on. What up to my niggas doing biz up the road? Cause they try to make a living off the game they was sold. Nigga, we gon' live on. Yeah, we gon' live on.
I know we all had some hard times, all had a setback. Major border, man, I am the day and don't regret that. And who am I to cry or complain about these hard times? Especially since I'm healthy, got my kids and I'm still alive. Got niggas on the yard, family absent, but they still riding. Dreaming for appeals and some chick with them thick thighs. Free my dog, Mar, that's my nigga, I ain't forgot about you. And that boy Hershey, my little brother, know the fam got you. And all the soldiers doing biz, keep your heads up. It's blessings on the way, man, keep the faith and never give up. I know it's hard to take advice from me, cause I'm still free. But getting locked up, it was easy and hard to stay free. I'm teaching both my sons right or wrong, don't be like me. My homies dead and gone, that's up the road, that could have been me. Stay focused, keep it moving, count your blessings, and try to live. In life, you got to play the hand you dealt, I know it getting real.
I only shed tears for my niggas that ain't make it. Cause throughout all the years, they stay rid of what they face with. And we gon' live on. Yeah, we gon' live on. What up to my niggas doing biz up the road? Cause they try to make a living off the game they was sold. Nigga, we gon' live on. Yeah, we gon' live on.
Oh, man. situations, the things I done seen, man. Free that boy Hershey, man. Free that boy Maul, man. R.I.P. Ali, baby.
R.I.P. Booty.
R.I.P. Uncle Earl, man.
I love you.
Everybody who lost somebody, man. Come on, saying whether it's in the grave or behind the doors, I man. You gonna live on.
Always. I only shed tears for my niggas that ain't make it. Cause throughout all the years, they stay rid of what they face with. And we gonna live on. Yeah, we gonna live on. What up to my niggas doing biz up the road? Cause they try to make a living off the game they was sold. Nigga, we gon' live on. Yeah, we gon' live on.
Steve Jeans, definitely.
All I know is war. All I know is you. All I want is more. But I got some things to do. I'm a dog of war. Hell's what I've been through. I'm a dog of war. I did it all for you.
DV Radio.
What's DV Radio?
DV Radio is for you, the veteran, active duty service member, caregiver, and civilian supporter of the military. DVRadio.net is the online veteran network made for and by veterans. From original shows to syndication, you can find it here on DVRadio.net. In an effort to continue our mission and make better quality shows for each and every one of you, visit our Patreon at patreon.com/DVRadio. Whether you can only pledge $1 per month or that entire $1 million inheritance your uncle left you, there's a tier with rewards waiting for you. So why not keep DV Radio running and get rewarded at the same time? Head to patreon.com/DVRadio now. That's patreon.com/DVRadio.
DV Radio.